Radioactive Rant podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion advised.
Here we go.
Zero filter, zero couth. Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain.
Oh boy.
This
is Radioactive Rant.
So this might be old news.
Yeah.
I don't know. But one of the biggest fucks in the entertainment industry is taking over hosting Wheel of Fortune from Wormy Pat Sajak, who I guess is retiring.
Really?
Or maybe he's dead.
Finally doing that?
Same thing. Anyway, my point being is I hate the asshole taking over.
Yeah.
It's the dickless wonder, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So he'll be joining that letter-turning, bubble-headed moron, Vanna White.
Wait, she's sticking around?
Yeah.
I thought her and Pat were a thing.
No way.
Mm.
So there's a couple of motherless fucks for you.
I don't like that.
Stinking Ryan Seacrest, man.
I can't stand him.
That motherfucker is everywhere.
I think he was on the list at one time.
He was definitely on our celebrity rant.
Yeah.
He's on that intolerable American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a morning TV talk show with that dillweed Kelly Ripa.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and he's the host, and this is sacrilegious, but he's the host of American Top 40.
What? He took over for Casey?
Casey Kasem. He's the host.
Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Absolutely.
You said it.
Holy crap.
Now, between him and that gap-toothed, babbling idiot Michael Strahan, they're on every freaking thing on television.
Wait a second. Both of them are double-teaming Kelly?
Ew.
Because
one
Mike
of them, I think he left.
Show.
Or maybe he took over from Ryan.
Kelly Ripa?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's Kelly Ripa and whoever they want on the show next
exactly.
door, I guess.
Ugh,
yeah, I can't stand yeah. him or...
I hate them both. I really do. Now, I don't ever watch Wheel of Fortune or Wheel, as my mother calls it.
Just Wheel.
But still, I say bring back Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, he's still alive.
You know, he was the host of Wheel of Fortune back in the 70s and 80s.
I heard.
Yes. A good host, not some mindless, narcissistic, anal fluid leaking dipshit like Ryan Seacrest.
Gross. Ew.
Fuck me gently with a high torque impact wrench.
Whoa.
What the hell, man? I can't take much more of this.
Yeah, he's.
I do not like him at all. And the fact that he took over for Casey Kasem
yeah.
is a crime. I mean, it's just a crime.
Because
anyway.
He did take over for, what was it? The ball drop from
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark's,
yeah. He took
whatever.
That. He's on that too.
It's taken over everything.
I hate it. Hate
fuck
it.
That guy.
Okay, so seems like every other minute, there's someone in the media analyzing and degrading Donald Trump supporters,
analyzing?
You know, voters.
Yeah.
So that cum-gulping, crypt-keeper-looking Bill Maher, he interviewed Katie Couric.
Yeah.
On wait. A, wait for it,
she's
on a podcast
alive?
Called Club Random. So now
oh,
he
no.
has some fucking podcast.
Are you fucking kidding
no,
me?
No, gotta get on that podcasting because I don't have enough,
right.
you fucking shithole.
Ryan Seacrest has to have a podcast,
of
too.
Of course he has
with
10.
His 50 billion other things
he's
that he
got
does.
10 podcasts, I can assure you of that.
Oh,
now, this
man.
Interview was videotaped. So let me set the stage, okay? This podcast interview. So they are both sitting in these huge armchairs with very awkward high arms. So they both look like they're trying to take off and fly the way their arms are placed.
Yeah.
It's really off-putting. It's kind of like they're in a lodge. I can't explain it. Extraordinarily cringeworthy.
Nice.
So two of the most out of touch people in the universe.
Right.
Elite bubble living fucks.
Both extremely wealthy.
And Katie Couric is most surely in that bubble.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Hey, bitchzilla, just retire. and seriously, shut up. I mean, will you?
Come on.
Anyway, she says in this interview with Bill Maher, who is constantly nodding at everything she says, like a bobblehead dick store.
He is literally a bobblehead.
He's got the big head, gigantic cranium. So she says that Trump's supporters are being driven by anti-intellectualism and class resentment. Okay?
Class resentment. Yeah, that's funny coming from her.
Take a listen. Okay, here we go.
The socioeconomic disparities are a lot, and class resentment.
Yeah, she sounds
like the three-pack-a-day lunchroom lady, doesn't she?
Your testicles mean more iron.
What a scrag.
Is a lot what, and anti-intellectualism and elitism is what is driving many of these.
Is she a robot now?
She's always been.
Anti-establishment, which are Trump voters, right.
Absolutely.
So I think that is a huge problem that we have to address. I don't know if you've ever been jealous of some what someone else has or resentful.
Now listen really carefully here, okay? Really listen here.
Such a corroding and bitter, almost bile.
Like me.
Feeling.
Are you following any of this? Just rambling on and on, right?
She is part of that club. She is part of the establishment.
Okay, exactly.
She's a rich, out-of-touch white lady.
Wow. So tell us what you really think, you swamp donkey.
That's a problem?
Wow.
Is being anti-establishment? Here, let us fuck you over and keep fucking you over. And if you complain about it, you're a bad person.
Absolutely.
What the
Let's move on here. Wait.
I don't know if you've ever been jealous of what someone else has or resentful. It is such a corroding and bitter, almost bile feeling.
Okay. I just want everyone to take all that in.
Of this shithead.
That interview right there is Katie Couric's deplorables moment.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Not just Trump voters, but there's a lot of people on both sides
of course the aisle
that can't stand this establishment group that's controlling everything, making everything more expensive, driving all of the wars, and just making life harder for everybody that's not making, you know, $5 million a year.
Let's put all that aside. What happened to her? She sounds like a screeching bird. I mean, or more like that.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
She's always been like that. You're just seeing it now.
So Katie Couric is simply talking down to average Americans here, right?
Exactly.
People who are struggling, who are not in her quote unquote class. Club
and class, right? Yeah.
She's an elite and she knows it and she looks down on anyone who is not. That interview proves it completely. Wow.
I guess at least she admits it.
I don't know, but she doesn't see it. I don't know. This type of rhetoric is the norm for these type of tone deaf imbeciles.
Yeah, tone deaf.
You know, people are suffering in this country. And the response from people like Katie Couric is that anyone who disagrees with her is somehow ignorant or stupid or dumb.
Or jealous.
The average American is concerned about providing for their family.
Right.
And the average family in America, they don't have Katie Couric money sitting in her weird oversized armchair ready to take flight. Right? See the left.
That makes me so angry. I hadn't heard this before.
Oh, it's a long interview. You should check it all out just to be pissed.
Oh, man.
It's great if you want to be pissed.
I'm pissed a lot, so I don't know if I want to be more pissed.
So the left consistently says if you disagree with us, you need to be deprogrammed and you're an arrogant, stupid idiot. That is where we are right now.
Yeah. Stop complaining, pleb.
Yeah, and some of our listeners, they wonder why we hate the elite jerk-offs that are out there in everyone's fucking faces.
Oh, this
You know, the smug pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And Katie Couric is a general in that army, is she not?
She's one of them.
Let me tell you something. That festering ass blister makes me sick. Fucking moron. Self-righteous garbage.
Yes.
I mean, wow.
That's what they're like. They're just self-righteous assholes that are in their little bubble and they can't see outside of it.
The media paints with this broad brush how awful anyone that might support Donald Trump has got to be. Mm-hmm. The Trump obsession is unbelievable. Just ask Katie Couric. She's delusional. That creep, Katie Couric, she's nothing but an armchair quarterback looking down on half the country, more than half.
But they're just as deranged. It's the Trump derangement syndrome.
Listen, I'm not a fan of Trump.
No.
And I'm not a fan of Biden, okay?
Look.
But, my God, enough.
Why the obsession, though? That's my thing.
I don't know. I really don't know.
So if you don't like Biden, you automatically love Trump and...
I guess...
are a racist or whatever.
I know.
Even though black people are coming out and saying they're going to vote for Trump.
But that interview,
are they all
white
supremacists now?
You got to be shocked by that interview. She has the balls to sit there and basically outright say, you're jealous of me.
Yeah.
That's what she down deep believes.
That's insane.
Listen, all that pandering idiot has to say is I'm rich. Mm-hmm. I'm famous. You're jealous. You're stupid.
Yeah.
She was a trademark of journalism years ago.
Yeah.
And now look at her, if you can. Woof. Years have not been kind to that hag. Mind-numbingly frustrating.
Her and who was the guy that was her co-host?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, yeah. The guy that got booted out.
Yeah.
But when it comes right down to it, isn't she actually irrelevant?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know. It's just frustrating. That's all. All right. So on the last episode of this podcast, Radioactive Rant, I mentioned a couple of guys that came to do some major work on our subfloors here in the house.
Tore it all up.
Right.
But put down a very nice floor.
Very nice floor. And I remarked that they didn't speak any English at all. Neither one of them. And I also said I was a little taken aback by that, a bit pissed.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm pissed by everything. So whatever. But I also shared that their boss, the guys who didn't speak English, he got on a FaceTime and we worked it all out. But I was still frustrated that I couldn't communicate with these guys.
Right.
They seemed like very nice people, but that wasn't the point. Well, our listeners, they had much to say.
They let you know.
And it was literally split down the middle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read a couple of text messages that we got from both sides.
Interesting.
And that's kind of where we're going to leave it. But Christopher from Lansing, Michigan, he said, you ask if it was bad that you were put off by a couple of contractors that spoke no English who were working on a project in your home. No, not bad. There is nothing wrong with you being troubled by that. Why the fuck would there be? In America, we speak English, at least for now.
Right.
Okay, so that's that side. Here's an opposing view.
Okay.
Ashley, Watsonville, California.
Of course, California.
She says, you're a laughably unintelligent individual. How dare... I should read it like her. Like, I'm sure
she really
says,
how dare you?
How dare you have a problem with people in this country that don't speak any English? See, it's not people in general that don't speak English. It's people that are coming to do extensive work on my home that can't communicate with me.
With the homeowner. Yeah.
So if that's insensitive, that's, I don't know what to tell you.
That's weird.
So I have to feel bad because I don't speak Spanish?
Yes.
In my country, where at least currently, English is the language spoken.
And it has been for... over the past 100 and some odd years.
Exactly.
Been the main language. So
now, I don't know. I stupidly thought when you and I started this podcast that if we said out loud all the lunacy that goes on in this country, for sure, even a moron would hear how absurd all this shit is. But no.
You would think.
Blinders.
Yeah.
Virtue signaling sheep.
Again.
Is pretty much what's left in this country.
Bubbles.
Yes. So, pretty sad. Yeah. All right, we're going to move on.
All right.
Here's a quick recap of what we talked about on the last podcast, because we're going to read a few text messages, and they're from our listeners, and most of the messages, they refer to the previous show.
Mm-hmm.
On the last episode, we talked about all the passion surrounding the total solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
We read off a list of awkward things that people buy at a store, And we once again bash celebrity podcasts.
Yes.
And that's always fun.
Favorite.
So go to radioactiverant.com if you want to get in touch with us. Go to the contact page, and that's how you find out how. And Richard from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, he texted, I agree. The solar eclipse was a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Nothing to get emotional about. Too many babies in this country.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
That's for sure.
Nash, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I think what people were emotional about with the eclipse was to witness just how awesome the universe actually is. Whatever. Yeah, you know what, Nash? Why don't you sit under a rainbow and write a fucking poem about it?
Whoa.
Enough. Diane, Ocala, Florida. Out of all those things you mentioned on the list of items that might be embarrassing to purchase in a store, tampons should not be one of them. I agree.
Yeah.
I have no problem buying tampons.
Something that occurs.
Calvin, Glen Allen, Virginia. I used to listen to Jason Bateman on the Smartless podcast, but they got way too full of themselves way too quickly, so I stopped. There you go. Pontificating idiots pretending to be morning show hosts. Yeah. That's what the problem is.
I don't know if they got or this is just their true colors.
You know what?
Showing.
I do know what the problem is. They're wildly successful with these ridiculous podcasts.
Yeah.
They're just condescending assholes, right?
And they just have a built-in audience and fame, so people already know who they are. And they're all the sponsors, like I said before on the last podcast.
James, Chester, South Carolina. You guys are really too sensitive about the celebrity podcasts that are out there. No, I disagree.
No, we're not sensitive enough.
These fuckface movie and TV people and football players now, they have these built-in audiences, right?
Automatic celebrities.
And fall ass backwards into these podcasts. Uh-huh. It's just frustrating. Yeah. There's the messages. Yeah.
Those were your messages. Those were your messages. We hope to hear from you next time.
Boing. You know what? If any of those idiots didn't have some level of fame, their podcast would never have an audience.
Why the hell does Bill Maher have a podcast?
He's more, got more, a more, 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 more. Jump on the bandwagon, blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. Okay, moving on to something a little more lighthearted.
Thank God.
A Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Cards game.
Oh, no.
I found these cards out in the garage. You love this game.
Have not been doing very well.
Now, I did not find the game, just the cards.
Right.
From the 60s, 70s, and 80s TV trivia. And we read them on this. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Who was the wacky neighbor who lived in apartment 12E on the Jeffersons? Their neighbor. Mr. Bentley.
Yes.
Remember?
Mr. Bentley.
Mr. Bentley, the quirky Englishman.
Yes.
He was an interpreter at the UN.
Yeah.
Here's your second one.
Okay.
On the Golden Girls, in what city does the show take place? Or is it which city? I'm just reading verbatim.
It's in Florida. Yeah.
Miami.
Miami.
Blanche's home is located at 6151 Richmond Street in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
There is no actual Richmond Street in Miami, though.
Interesting.
Here's your third one. Who is Fred's boss on the Flintstones? That's pretty easy. Oh, you don't know. Wow.
Mr. Slate.
Yes! Yes, sir! You got it.
Holy crap.
The no-nonsense supervisor at the Slate Rock and Gravel Company, where Fred and Barney both work.
That's right.
Here's your fourth one.
Okay.
On All in the Family, what was Gloria's last name? And Michael's last name, of course. Oh, what?
What in the hell?
Stivic.
Stivic.
And there you go. The Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Collection.
If I ever get all of them right, we can just end the podcast.
Now, on our other podcast, the one that was successful, wildly successful. I mean, this has got success, but that one was like,
that one woof, was
Anyway, it was called Make My Damn Movie. We did these things. And if you got all four right, you got a, you won
a
shirt.
I got a shirt.
That said you got all four right or something like that. All right, it's time for the Radioactive Rant, Celebrity Rant, where listeners choose famous people that upset them.
Yeah.
Go to RadioactiveRant.com and then go to the contact page. And you can message us with celebrities you don't care for. Tell us why, and we might choose yours.
Maybe. Now, the last one we didn't agree with.
That's right. Well, we kind of ended up agreeing.
But,
yeah. Because it's easier to hate than to like.
Especially stars, movie stars.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin. Cheesehead. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like Billie Eilish.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here's what April from The Cheesehead says about her. Says her fan base is toxic. They think they're so emo and depressed. Don't call me emo. I'm not emo. I'm goth. Asshole. Anyway.
Good old South Park.
Gail continues about Billie Eilish's fan base. She says, that's their thing, being depressed. As for her, she seems to embrace all that crap, and that's why I don't care for her.
Yeah. Know?
So you hate her fans. That's stupid.
I tried. Really? I tried to like her music. It is just awful.
Well, there is plenty not to like about Billie Eilish herself.
Yeah. Right?
Real name. We're ready for this?
Okay.
Billie Eilish Pirate Baird O'Connell. That's her real name. Oh, my gosh. That in and of itself is stupid.
Yeah.
Right? It just is. Now, she has a bewildered, lost dog expression plastered on her face. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. Looks like she's permanently waiting for a bus.
Yes. Or now, she doesn't know where she is.
Right. When I see her, which is rare, but thankfully it's rare, but the word duh just comes right to mind.
Yep.
All of her quote-unquote songs sound exactly the same.
Yes,
they're awful.
Exactly the same. Just a droning monotone.
Now, did you know she apparently writes all her music with her brother?
Right.
So here's the bottom line to me. It sounds as if it takes two dipshits to write mediocre music.
I don't even know if it's
kind of sounds what that's like to me.
Yeah.
And there you have it. Celebrity Rant.
Yeah. Me don't like.
Yeah, not a big fan either. Moving on! It's Listener Rant, where the listeners of this here podcast send in things that enrage them. Go to RadioactiveRant.com. Go to the contact page. You can message us with what bugs you, and maybe we'll read it on the podcast. You know, we say that way too much, you know? Go to the thing. But that's how you get in touch with us.
That's what they're doing.
Okay. It's here's a few things so our listeners just don't like. Matthew Ludlow, Vermont. He doesn't like people who don't pull over for police, rescue, or fire vehicles.
Man, that drives me crazy.
Yeah, they're assholes.
I hate when you do pull over and the thing passes and then they try to speed around you.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot. I see that a lot. There's no reason for that.
Right.
Except for some people truly do, down deep, believe they're too important to have to pull over for anything.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
I'm in a hurry.
Exactly. Ross, Stockton, California. He doesn't like when every fucking song in my iTunes library plays at a different volume level.
Yes.
No shit.
It drives me fucking nuts.
I hate that. Why?
It's digital.
There's no app.
Man,
we need to come up with an app that equalizes everything.
And we thought we had one. It still didn't work. And you had to pay for the fucking thing.
You did. And now it's defunct, by the way, that app.
But I wonder why. Because it didn't work.
Frustrating at all. Poo-poo.
We agree.
Okay. Jessica, Roselle Park, New Jersey. She doesn't like when a plumber or an electrician or an HVAC guy wants to use my restroom. Yeah, me too.
You dealt with that.
You know what? But if it's a plumber, you can't lie and say the toilet doesn't
work. Right. He'll know.
He will know.
Ugh. I don't know.
Tyler, Columbus, Ohio. Doesn't like when I think I'm at the bottom of the stairs, but there's actually another step and I fall.
Oh.
So he's a clumsy idiot, is what he's saying.
Me too.
Clarence Butte, I like to say Butte, Montana.
But
he wouldn't like that. Clarence from Butte, Montana. You know what he doesn't like?
What?
Friendly people. I get it. I do.
That's right up Mark's alley.
Listen, In my case, the happier you are, the less I like you.
Get away from me.
I have yet to meet an extrovert that wasn't a pain to be around. At least in some way, right? So there you go. Listen to Rant. Nothing. So that was fun.
That's good. We got through all that. It's good.
And we got to talk about that Scrag. Katie Keurig. Not a fan.
No.
You know? What a dripping mess. Here's what I don't like. Is her.
Yes.
just to hear all that rhetoric. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
She is
self-absorbed.
In her own head.
Yeah. Not a fan.
No.
What was the name? There was a lot of good names. I jotted a couple down, by the way. Swamp Donkey.
Swamp
is a good one.
Okay.
Tone Deaf Imbecile.
Mm-hmm.
Smug. Yeah. Duh. I liked Festering Ass Blister.
Ew.
That's a whammy. Yikes. Wouldn't you
that
say?
That is a whammy.
Whammy, 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 whammy.
All right, we gotta go.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
You just heard the Radioactive Rant podcast with Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain. Find out more at RadioactiveRant.com. I'm Doc Holliday for Radioactive Rant.